I hadn't been ordained for too long when one day I was at the airport preparing for a flight. I don't even remember the destination, but I do remember that the flight was delayed. So there I was, somewhere between worried and upset that the rest of my flight, if not the rest of my trip, was not going to go as planned. But just as I was about to get swept away in my world of consequences or blame or just inconvenience, a young man comes up to me and says, "Say, are you a priest?" Well, when Jesus went off in the gospel today to a deserted place, it's not just that he didn't want to be recognized. It's that he didn't want to be found at all. He wanted to take his apostles to rest. He understood better than they did that you can't just keep going. They needed to eat, recharge. Such was his plan, the best laid plans of mice and men, except that everyone found out where they were going and went there to meet them. And as beautiful as it was for Jesus to care about the apostles and help them to find a place to rest, I think even more beautiful is his reaction when he gets to the shore and sees a vast crowd who just spoiled his plans. His heart was moved with pity, and he began to teach them many things. When something doesn't go my way, or doesn't go as I had planned, there are three common reactions. I could react with resistance, with resentment, or with responsiveness. Resistance is that steadfast refusal to let this unexpected thing change my plans. Resentment is adapting to the change, but making sure that everyone knows I'm not happy about it. And responsiveness is believing that the moment set before me is better or more important than what I was planning. So imagine Jesus pulling up to the shore. They could have turned the boat around and looked for another place to rest. Resistance. Or he could have said, "Are you serious? Fine. You want to learn some more? We'll learn some more. We're going to talk about Genesis. Huh? What did God do on the seventh day? Yeah, he rested, huh?" Can you imagine that resentment? But instead, Jesus reacts with responsiveness. His heart was moved with pity, and he began to teach them. Okay, now imagine yourself. Or if you're like me, you don't have to imagine at all. I can think of dozens of times and hundreds that I can't remember when someone has inconvenienced me with their need. Could be your daughter who wants to talk, even though you're busy or tired or have a headache. It could be that elderly person in your life who needs help with their prescription, help getting to Mass, or help paying bills. In so many cases, I can either resist, resent, or respond. One of my memories as a priest that I'd love to forget is when I was in Garden City and someone came in and asked to see me. And the secretary comes over to my office and says, can you visit with so-and-so? And I said something like, I don't have time for this, or how am I going to get all this stuff done? Only to come around the corner and find out that she heard everything that I said. And I felt this tall, and rightfully so. You know, our response to the poor is almost always one of these three. Yeah. I want nothing to do with you. I'm going to help you, but I darn well want you to be grateful. Or I care about you. You know, I've seen all three reactions from parents who weren't expecting to be pregnant. Resistance, resentment, or responsiveness. So I told the young man in the airport, yes, I am a priest, which is why I wear clerics about as often as I can. He looked at me and he said, I knew it. God told me I would find a priest before I got on the plane. It turned out that his dad had just died. He was flying back home, and he wanted to visit before he flew. Now, I suppose a more exciting story would have been if I was about to get on the plane when this young man approached me. Then I would have been faced with the dilemma of either catching my flight or talking to him. Now that would have been a more appropriate story with our gospel of being inconvenienced, right? Except that wouldn't be the true story. Actually, more applicable is when someone asks me for something a minute before Mass begins. Chance to go to confession, bless their rosary, get something out of the closet, borrow my keys. I can either respond with resistance, with resentment, or with responsiveness. And I've done all three, as some of you have witnessed. I've said, I can't do that right now. I've said, okay, but I'm huffing and puffing the whole time, so you feel bad for asking me. Or I've said, sure, let's do this. After Mass last night, someone came up and said, Father, you're as human as the rest of us. Thank you. But it shouldn't stop us from looking at the example of Jesus and asking how to follow it. When things don't go as planned, I can resist, I can resent, or I can respond.